right, so we're gonna go to we're gonna do the for Hanukkah. We're gonna do the Nemuk Yosef Anishim Mishim Chitzos. Not just for Hanukkah, but it has some. It's topical anyway. But before I do that, Ari was asking me, maybe not last time, but the time before, about the notion of Koach Achim Meruva, like the whole notion of another Koach being Koach Adam, and saying, you know, saying something. This is the Nemuk Yosef Dav Yud, and the Nemuk Yosef. It's Chaf. The Daf and Gemara was what? Chaf
Gimel
and Alf. But someone was asking about saying something like the Koach of the Ruach Nosheves could be Koach Adam, saying something bold like that, and whether, you know, whether you should say something like that without and just assert it without having any support for it in the Achronim anywhere directly. So I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was one of the questions. Why would you come? So it turns out, and that's, I mean, you know, you kind of have to decide for yourself. You know, not every hypothesis is completely testable, but things have to have cash value in terms of how they explain the Gemara. They have to be consistent, and you have to be able to follow through the whole sugya with them if they survive and if they explain things so good. But it does help if you can find someone who at least intimates that what you're saying is credible. So it turns out in the pre-Moshe, I see that he brings down a Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim is not where you'd expect it to be. The Rav Chaim, it turns out, and now that I started to look at this, I'm going to forget where the Rav Chaim is. But the Rav Chaim is on a Rambam. It's not, obviously, in Chovel HaMazik. The Rambam is... oh, wow. Well, you're going to have to be in suspense where the Rambam is. I think it's Shechinim. But anyway, so he quotes the Rambam and he says this. And he says, this is the Primosha Simen Tes Beis. He says, Ach Bedas HaRambam Nuket HaGrach. That is obviously Rav Chaim. Delegabe Ritzicha Beinen Kocho. Ulafidze Tsarach Bir E Chayev Benafashos Midin Ishu Mishem Chitzov. Ubir HaGrach Shetzarach Lomar Shebe Emes Eish Holeches Gami Kocho. Vechidishu Mashakoach Acher Meruvbo Shegam Kain Havile Kocho Mamish. So according to Rav Chaim, and the pre-Moshe is quoting Rav Chaim, according to Rav Chaim, the koach that moves the eish in Ishu Mishim Chitzov is the koach of Adam. So that is koach mamish. And then he says it's a machlokas, not everybody holds that way, but at least according to Rav Chaim, and this has to do with Ritzicha and being chayav Ritzicha by Ishu Mishim Chitzov, according to the Rambam, he says that this is... he says that this is an inyan. The chiddush is that the koach acham eruv bo is kocho mamish. Okay. So anyway, so fallacy of appealing to authority notwithstanding, at least you see that saying that the koach adam, koach acham eruv bo, the things that move the eish being ruach nosheves or whatever else moves the eish, fuel or whatever happens. All those things could be considered koach adam midin. All right. Okay, so the Nemuk Yosef is it's everyone have it? It's yud in my Nemuk Yosef. It's dape arif. It's yud in the dape arif. I don't know if it's the same for everybody. So let's go straight to Ishu Mishim Chitzov. It's like right when the lines get wide. He says, "Ki'ilu biyadav haviru kede amran, v'kashalach im kain heichisharina im chashecha lahadlik esaneros, v'hadla kasa holeches v'negmeres b'shabbes, v'chein ma'chizen es ha'or b'madura v'holeches v'negmeres ha'delekes b'shabbes, u'lefizeh harihu ki'ilu haviruhu ba'atzmo b'shabbes." V'kol shekein hu, di ilu hacha lo nisgavein lahavir gedish shel chavero klal, v'hache ikr kavanaso haya hi shetidalek v'telech b'shabbos, v'im kol zeh tenan, mishal shalines ha-pesach letan or im chashecha, u'machizin u'ma'achizan es ha-or b'madura b'es ha-mukad, u'maisim b'kol yom. Ukida Amra. He says, so if you want to ask, so he says, Ishu Mishum Chitzov. Before I do the Namukiosa, I'm just going to come back to this in 1 second because I already just walked in. Okay, so back to Namuk Yosef. So the Namuk Yosef says, he says, the Ikashalach. He says, so maybe you'll ask a question on Ishu Mishum Chitzov. Heichi Sharine Im Chashecha Lahadlekes Haneros. How is it possible on Erev Shabbos by Shkia to light the candles? V'hadlakosa holeches v'nigmeres b'Shabbos. And then the burning is going to go on Shabbos. V'chein ma'achizan es ha'or b'madura. This is in the Migdash. Here, this is even in your house. You could take, like, kindling and you could stoke up the fire right before, right? You could, like, put, like, wood on there that you know is going to, like, burn hot right as Shabbos starts, so you put it on right before. V'holeches v'nigmeres hadlakasa b'Shabbos. U'lefize harihu ke'ilu haviruhu ba'atzmo b'Shabbos. He says, then you're like someone, by Ishu Mishum Chitzav, it's like you're burning on Shabbos, because Ishu Mishum Chitzav. V'koshekeinu, it's really a koshekein. De'ilu hacha lo niskavein lahavir gadishel chavero klal. Over here in our case where we say Ishu Mishum Chitzav by Nezek, you don't want to burn the guy's property. You have no kavana. You just are poshe and you light the fire. Over there, we say that's Ishu Mishum Chitzav. V'hacha ikr kavanaso hi shetidalek v'telech b'Shabbos. In this case, you actually want the fire to burn on Shabbos. So there, that's your whole point. V'im kol zeh tenan, even with all this, we see that the Mishnah holds openly in Shabbos. Mishal shlenes ha-pesach letanari meshecha. You could lower the pesach down into the oven by shkia. U'machizin es ha-or b'madura b'es ha-mukad. U'maisim b'kol yom. This is what you could, this is not, you know, this is a known thing that you could, that the Kohanim, you know, in the b'es ha-mukad, they would, you know, they would, it was very cold to walk around in the Migdash for their feet, so they had this fire, and they would, you know, warm themselves, and right before Shabbos, they would stoke it up. They would put the little kindling chips, the little pieces of wood or whatever, into the fire, and make it very hot, so it would burn on Shabbos, and they would go down there, I guess, and, you know, they'd walk barefoot. I think in the Mishnah, the Mefarshim say it was because it was so cold on their feet, they would have this fire going, but they're allowed to stoke it up right before, and that's the Mishnah. So if you hold Ishu Mishum Chitzav, the Namuk Yosef is saying Ishu Mishum Chitzav is a problem for that. Ishu Mishum Chitzav would be a problem for lighting their Shabbos right before Shkia and letting it burn. He says, Ki noyan b'milsa shapir lo kashalom. But if you think about it carefully, it's not a question. Shahari chiyuvo mishum chitzav kezarek ha-chetz. Because really, the Ishu mishum chitzav is like zrikas chetz. Shebesha shiyatza ha-chetz mitachas yado ba'ososha nasa hakol. Because once you let the arrow go from your hand, everything happens. V'lo chashvinen le maisa demikanu lahaba. And we don't consider it a maisa from now until the whole thing burns. Because if we consider this one long maisa, now you'd have to be considered onus on the maisa. Why? Because you have no control over it once you light it. So now it's really onus if it's mikana lava. So therefore you have to say that the whole maisa happened before. V'achinami ilu meis kodem shehispik lahad lekagadish vade mishtalim nezek me'achrayas nechasam didei. And you know that if the guy died before the nezek happened, they're definitely going to come and take the money from his kids. Daha karikan ki teitze eish shalim yishalim. Because we say that the guys, the Pasuk says that when you light that fire, you got to pay. V'amai mechayev hari meis umeis la'abrei chiyuvah. But how can we make it pay? It's dead. Elav Shmaminah, the Lav command the Lav command the Edale Kashta Beyadayim Chashvin and Lay. It's hard to follow the lines there. So we have to say that. So don't we have to say? I'm just going to read the whole thing. Ela lav shma mina, the lav command idalek hashta biyadayim chashvin and lay. Ela command idalek miikara, mishas pshia chashvin and lay. So we don't consider it. So therefore, don't we have to say that we don't consider it as if he's burning the Gedish when it actually burns now, you know, after he's dead, because then you can never make him pay. But we have to say that it's like he burned it from before. V'chein adin le'inyin Shabbos, d'chi ischil mi'erv Shabbos ischil, u'kaman d'agamre b'yadayim b'ahu idna d'leis be'isr chashuv. So we say that he did everything before the Shas Isser Malacha happened. Okay. So that's the famous Namuk Yosef, and it's famous for a couple reasons. It's famous because it actually finds its way into Psak Halacha. It's actually referenced in a Rav Moshe about Malacha Shabbos, about electricity, using electricity on Shabbos, which Rav Moshe was not a fan of, even with a Morasha'as. I think that's what he called it.
Timer?
Yeah, clock timer. Because he held that really the malacha, the Rav Moshe held the malacha isn't really done on Shabbos when you use a timer for electricity, because malacha is done before when you do the whole maisa before and it's just waiting for the effect. But he says the electricity doesn't go on until the timer pops on Shabbos. So the maisa doesn't really happen until later.
What maisa are you doing when electricity pops on?
Well, you have to go through the Tshuva to see, because what he's saying is that you're causing the electricity to go on Shabbos. You're not starting electricity from before. Like the way the Ishim Mishim Chitzav is working here is that we're saying your whole Maisa is done. We consider the whole Maisa done before. Everything that happens before, and then it goes into Shabbos. And this is considered as if the whole Maisa happened in the beginning. Rav Moshe is saying when you put a timer on, nothing is happening now. You've done no Maisa because the light isn't on yet. You've just set up a timer.
Isn't that a grumma, though?
Huh?
You're not
well, this is what Ishim Mishim. This is the problem of Ishim Mishim Chitzav. Oh, let's not do the Rav Moshe. I'm going to get buried trying to defend this. I can tell you where it is, and you can look at it. It's famous. I mean, he talks about Ishim Mishim Chitzav, and he said that if the Tanoim and Amorayim had this, they never would have matted it. It's only because people do it that okay, whatever. But they would have asked this because, and he quotes Ishim Mishim Chitzav. That's part of why this is famous.
Electricity.
Do this. First, let's talk about the problems of the Namuk Yosef before we see the ramifications of the Namuk Yosef. What are, just in terms of the most fundamental problem of the Namuk Yosef, before you even get to his answer, kind of, what is the most fundamental problem with the Namuk Yosef in terms of just the declaration that Ishim Mishim Chitzav is a problem for Shabbos? What's the most fundamental issue that we'll have to grapple with?
First, that it is a problem?
Yeah, just the question that it is a problem. The predicate of that, the predicate of the assumption on which that is based.
Can't do Shabbos
candles? Huh?
Can't do Shabbos
candles? Okay, fine. I mean, there's the consequence of it, but
I was thinking more like you can't. What? Fine, on Friday you can't light it. Also on Wednesday you can't light it, because if you own it, it's Ishim Mishim Chitzav.
Yeah.
On Wednesday and it burns for 3 days.
Okay, fine. I think he'd agree.
You have to
no problem. He would say no problem. I mean, I agree with that.
Wow. Karen, so.
You mean if you didn't intend it, you're saying if you just left the light on?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean if you left the light on, that would be if that is considered Eish, and you didn't even do it for Shabbos, but you didn't turn it on, that'd be Ishim Mishim Chitzav.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here he's saying the Kavana thing might be an issue for Shabbos, that here he actually makes a point that you have the Kavana to do this for Shabbos. That might make it a Malacha if it's Ishim Mishim Chitzav.
Is it Kavana no matter where the Ish goes?
Okay, let's not do that for the Shabbos, because I'm not going to get into Kavana Shabbos. But let's just do what. But there's a bigger issue. Before you dive down into the issue of what his question is, What kind of a problem do we have, having spent so much time in this? We have a problem with the Nemuk Yosef.
What's he considering this on Shabbos? That you're being modlik ish? That you're just
Havara.
You're extending it? You're doing it.
It's just like you're adding flame to fuel to the fire.
Adding fuel, okay.
Yeah.
What's also troubling is he says, V'holchus v'nigmeret halakha v'shabbos. Is that like it's nigmor on Shabbos?
It's continuing, yeah. It completes the whole thing because it's going to burn out eventually. He didn't have 24.
Yeah, that doesn't really make any sense.
Well, he's saying that the Aish is going to, the malacha is going to complete on Shabbos. You're going to finish your action.
What's the maaseh there?
Yeah.
I mean, the hadlaka. Hadlaka and havara. Yeah,
then how are you still doing maaseh and Shabbos?
How are you doing the maaseh havala when you burn a guy's field and kill him?
Well, the Aish is doing maaseh, we said.
Yishum Yishum Chitzav, same.
Same principle.
Same. He's saying it's same.
The motion on the fire.
Yishum Yishum Chitzav, it makes it your maaseh.
The motion is like you move the fire.
But that, it's your maaseh. The point is that the substitution is the motion.
Huh?
I know, but it's the same thing. If you look at the Nemuk Yosef, I mean, he says it even clearly up above. He says, Isho, Shepesha ba v'yotza mi'atzmo al yidei haruach o al yidei davar acher. Doesn't matter. It's you.
So, in other words, if you had a case where you lit Shabbos candles, and those somehow...
Burning went, down is moving.
No, no, they burn down and they end up burning somebody else.
Yes, of course.
For this case, but not over Moloch HaShabbos.
Well, if you weren't Poshea?
If you were
Poshe. If you were Poshe, you mean you didn't watch them?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Why
would you be... In other words, the question... I'm saying, let me state the question. The question is, how can you be Chaim Nisa, that guy, and not over Michal Shabbos?
Well, no, you could get away with... I think that begs the question a little bit, but what's the major... Forget what the Nemuk Yosef is actually saying. What's the problem with his question? What's the problem with the premise of his question?
He
says the question is that Ishu Mishum Chitzev makes you is a problem with Malachi Shabbos. What's the problem with that premise?
Ishu Mishum Chitzev is a
Nezikin problem. Ishu Mishum Chitzev is a way that we understand, it's a way that Halacha accommodates a problem of Shmira by Eish. Ishu Mishum Chitzev tells you that you're Chayev. How do we, what are you chayev for by the Gemara? We know you're chayev havara, right? For Nezikin. Is it Ishim Mishim Chitzav, Ishim Mishim Mamono? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. That has nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to do with Nezikin. So what gives you the right to extrapolate Ishim Mishim Chitzav from Nezikin to Shabbos? It doesn't mean that we consider Eish, Ishim Mishim Chitzav, every time Eish is relevant in Halacha. We consider it Ishim Mishim Chitzav for Nezikin.
Because
the point is that Ishim Mishim Chitzav is not phenomenal, it's halachic. We don't say, we didn't say that Ishim Mishim Chitzav means that in actuality, fire moves by the Koach Adam. That's not true. It moves by the Ruach Neshevis. That's a fact. Gemara admits that. It's just that we consider you Chayev, Ishim Mishim Chitzav, as if the Koach Acher Meruv Bo is the Koach of Adam. But that has to do with Nezikin. That has to do with your obligation. That has to do with the fact that you have to be Shomer, that we consider you responsible for the Eish. It doesn't mean we actually think that the Eish is burning because of you. Nobody thinks that this Eish is going down the street actually because of you. It's that halachically, that's how we understand it. Not phenomenally, halachically. In terms of Nezikin, that's how it accommodates to the halach world. That's a Nezikin thing. It's indigenous to Nezek. What would allow us? So that's the first question on Nemuk Yosef. I mean, no one else brings this. Ishu Mishum Chitzav by Shabbos is not like everywhere throughout. You don't see this come up in Shabbos. It's not like this is obvious that the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, finds an expression in Shabbos. You don't see that. It's the Nemuk Yosef who brings it there. Okay, so obviously not everybody holds, and you know, I'm sure you guys had a chance to see the Avnei Nezer who holds like the Ran, who does not hold Ishim Mishim Chitzav applies to Malachi Shabbos for a host of reasons. I think that's a legitimate that you may have a good answer, but it's a legitimate question. Whether it may, because the truth is, if no one brought this up, if you didn't see this in Nemuk Yosef, and I said, I think Ishim Mishim Chitzav may be a Shabbos problem, and I said, I don't know if you could light candles, I don't think anybody here would say, yeah, I think you're right. That's a reasonable thing, because it probably applies to anything you do with Eish, and anything, in any halachic issue. And, that is probably not something that you would just take on face value. I think that you would want some explanation for that. All right, so that's one question. So then the second question is, what is the Namuk Yosef's understanding of Ishu Mishum Chitzav, just descriptively, that would make it a problem for Shabbos? And then the question is, what's his answer? He has this question, oh, this is a big Shabbos problem. And then he says, he doesn't say, but maybe this. He says, but if you think about it, it's like an interesting lashon. He says, ki noyin b'milsa shapir, if you like really like think about it well, it's not a question. It's not that this is like a havamina maskana type of thing. It's kind of like on the surface there's a question, but if you think deeper into it, it's not really a question, which is interesting. Okay, so that is the Namuk Yosef. So I think what I want to do, because the Namuk Yosef, there are reverberations of the Namuk Yosef that are felt in the Achronim, and I just want to touch on them, because while we're here, we might as well. So if you look at Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tosla says, you know, I'll just read it to you. Zarek Kli Mirosh HaGog. So this is this we did years ago. Remember the Basar Yikaras Lina, and you throw a kli from a roof, and then someone comes and breaks it. We say, oh, maybe it's already broken when it goes from the top of the roof. So Tosla says, Nira Deim Zarek Evan El Chetz Al HaKli Uba Acher V'Kodem V'Shavru D'Pshita D'Chayev V'Lo Shayech Kan Mani Tfiri Tavar Diaz Lina Nami Hacha Basar Miyikara Lo Mishkachas B'Tzroros Chatzinezek Usfara Pshuta Hu L'Chalik Ben Zarek Evan L'Zarek Kli Atzmo. I'll just tell you what he's talking about there, because it's important for this. Tosa says there's no question at all that if you actually do Zrikas Chetz Mamish at a Kli, we don't consider it Basar Yikaras Lina. If someone comes, I shoot an arrow at your Kli, and someone comes and breaks the Kli before my arrow gets there, we don't say that Kli was broken from the time I shot the arrow. We don't say that when I shot the arrow, the Kli was broken. But if I throw a Kli from a roof and you shoot an arrow, you're putter. It's broken from when I throw it. You can, Pinchas Scheinberg has a very nice thing on what the distinction is. I think it's actually in Mishmar Sechaim, it may be. It's one of these very nice thought problem things for a Mishmar, but that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because the Ketzos actually takes that to be a machlokus, Tosfos, and the Namuk Yosef. The Ketzos says this, Amnan midivrei harosh nira, digam bezarech chetz azlinin basur mikara. He quotes the Namuk Yosef, Gabay Ishu Mishim Chitzav. Umashma Mizad, the Gabay Chetz Nami Havile Ki Ilu is Avid Maisa. He says that the Namuk Yosef holds that Ishu Mishim Chitzav tells you that Vishas Rikis Chetz, now it's Keshavor, that the Kli would be broken right now, because the whole Maisa happened now. So since the whole Maisa happened now the Kli's broken. So therefore, the Namuk Yosef must, Bali Tosfos and the Namuk Yosef must have a machlokas, because Tosfos held that the Kli is not broken when you Zarek Chetz. And the Namuk Yosef explained Ishu Mishum Chitzov as Kazarek Chetz, as if you do the Maisa right now. So therefore, that's Basar Yikaras Leinan. So therefore, there's a machlokas. What's the problem with that? Well, the problem with that is that, you know, okay, I'll give you that. I won't do that to you. I won't do the what's the problem with that, because I'm sure you know what the problem with that is, and if not, we'll clear it up in a second. I want to give you the Stipler's answer, and then we'll start to put stuff together. Yeah?
Why are they making this, or transmuting it into a physical chetz?
Yeah, that's the problem. The problem with that, I agree. The problem with that is that Ishu Mishum Chitzav is called what? What would we call that if we had to use...
An analogy.
It's not an analogy. What is it? It's not a simile or an analogy. It is a... Nope.
What do you mean? The case solution?
Yeah, when you say this is Ishu Mishum Chitzav, when you say you're Chayev and Eish, Ishu Mishum Chitzav, what is Ishu Mishum Chitzav as a device?
Prototype?
No.
Symbolism?
Come on, you guys. What is it? Okay, I'll give you another one. What if I told you a story about a bunch of guys that were chained together in a cave? There you go. So it is an allegory. An allegory is something where the interpretation of the comparison is ambiguous, so you do not know exactly what you don't know what kazerah chetz. You don't know exactly what that means. That has to be interpreted. It's not like it's a simile where one thing is being cleared up by comparing it to something else. This is kind of more of an allegory. The problem with the ketzos is that the ketzos is kind of concretizing the allegory and saying, okay, this is actually like when the Nemuk Yosef says this is Zrikas Chetz and it's Bishas, Kazer Chetz, Bishas Maisa, everything happens. He's saying, oh, that's what he holds by Zrikas Chetz. No. Zrikas Chetz is the way that we're understanding Ishu Mishil Chitzov. We're not talking about actual Zrikas Chetz. We know that because we did the Rambam last week and we saw from the Rambam that he held that you're not Neskaven when you actually do Zrikas Evan. But you are when you do Eish, even though we say Ishu Mishil Chitzov. Okay. But let's do the Stipler's answer, and then I'll be done with this, like the research part of this, and we can start answering questions. I want to do the Stipler's answer because it's interesting, and also because if you ever learn the sugya again, people will probably say, if you learn it with Rabbi Sinneman anyway, or you talk to him about it, he'll say, did you see the Stipler? Because people, it's a known...
Stipler's not from?
Okay, you want to hear what the Stipler says. So he says this. Akein nir lefianias daiti. I'm not going to read you the whole. It's a very long piece. Had the don begemara I baser mikaraz linen umashikosev hanemuk Yosef shenachosev shaasa hakol b'shas zrika hem shnei inyanim. The begemara donu ala chefsa shenishbar I nechoshev tikas b'tikaf b'shas rikoso mani tefira o acher kach v'zei eno ella b'shazurak hakli atzmo shekvar nimsa bo. Hacha nefila. Aval bezorek chetz the kuli alma ena chefsa the kli keshavor. Aval divrei hanimuk Yosef shekasev shebishas zrika zechetz kvar nechashev. I can't read that word. Kvar nechashev sheasa hakol ein kavanaso shekli nidunas keshavor ela rotzalomar shegavra nechashev. Achshav mazik o rotzeach. So this is nice. So the Stipler held that he disagreed with the Ketzos, and he says there's no machlokas Tosos and the Nemuk Yosef. Tosos, who says the kli is not shavor, is not any different than the Nemuk Yosef. Just because the Nemuk Yosef says the whole thing happens b'shas maisa, he doesn't mean the kli is broken. That's not what he means. He just means that you're chayev for that maisa. That is a question of when are you chayev? You're chayev for that maisa. You're chayev for what you did then. It's not. He's not saying that at that moment the shvira took place. He's saying that at that moment you became a mazik. Okay. Now what's interesting is that he has the following comparison. He says, "Dugma lezeh hakahu haka sheishba kadei lahamis v'nafal lemishkav dechashvinen es hamaka dechashvinen es hamaka v'i meis acherkach horganoso." I'm sorry, I read that wrong. V'nafal lemishkav dechovshin es hamaka v'i meis acherkach horganoso ukemavur b'ksuvus daf lamed gimel. The bavadei ze hamuka hachola od lo nechashiv kames ve'eno doma lenasa trefa. So he says that the person that was hit is not considered a trefa. He's not considered dead now. Umikom makom kishemes lebasof nidon ahorig karotzeach veritzicha. Asa az b'shas haka. So even though in between, right, this guy is not considered dead yet, right? And so when he eventually dies, you're chayev misa for the original injury. So you hit the guy, and now there's this long period where we're going to see if he's dead, right? And so eventually he dies. We don't say that the guy is dead in between, so if someone else does something, you're putter, right? But when he does die, we do say that you're chayev misa for the original injury. So that he says this is the same case. He says what the Nemuk Yosef is saying is that you do this misa, and then everything happens b'shas misa, but the kli isn't shavor. And then we go back and we're nidon on the Maisa, but not Lemafreya. Don't ask me why it says not Lemafreya. But so then what so the way that the stipler resolves it is to say that your Maisa happens then, but the Sreifa or whatever happens later. Okay, but everything that you're chaya for happens in one shot. Now, I like the distinction in terms of getting out of the problem of the katzos, but really, it's not real. That's not a good analogy. That's an analogy. The one with it, that's a simile, and that's an analogy, the one to hitting the guy and he dies later. Because there you know what the point of that is. That's trying to say these two things are the same. So there, that's not a good analogy. Why is that not? I mean, as much as the stipend is a big genius and this is for sure right, I have a hard time understanding the analogy. Because why? What's the problem with that analogy? Exactly right. The problem with the analogy is over there, nothing else happens. You hit him, and that's over. And now you're just waiting. In the case of Ishu Mishum Chitzev, there's actually a fire burning, and we say that your koach is making it go. So over in the case of you hit him and he's not dead, and we say everything happens b'shas maisa, that's very good, except that nothing else happens. In our Gemara, something else really does happen. We say that your koach is making the eish go. And if your koach is making the eish go, that's your maisa. And when the guy gets burned, the only reason you're chayev, because you have no kavana or anything, the only reason you're chayev for boshes, according to one, or at least the only reason that you're chayev chavala, that you know that this isn't, you know, that we say that this is adam hamazik and you're chayev chavala and not mamon hamazik, is because it's a maisa adam, and it's a maisa adam because when it reaches that person, you're doing the maisa. You can't say that I'm doing the maisa now and then it reaches him and it's not my maisa. It has to be my maisa. So my maisa takes it from here to there. And the whole thing in between, I have to get to him. There's a separation of distance. When I punch you in the face and wait for you to die, yes, the maisa happened now. But over here, the eish hasn't gotten to you yet. So how are you saying that it happened now? Okay, so to me, yes, the argument with the katzos, it's a fair distinction. It doesn't really explain the Nemuk Yosef to me. Yeah, because that's what he says. The Bevadai Zeham, the disciple says, the Bevadai Zeham Moka Hachola Od Lo Nechashev Kameis.
Oh, yeah.
Ve'ein Doma Lenasa Trefa. Right? It's not like, even though you know that the guy's, I mean, I don't know how much you know. I mean, it's hard for me to say from that case. If you know or is it a Suffolk, I don't know.
If you weren't sure, then it would be like the
age. Yeah.
It's kind of like traveling, and you don't know whether it's going to end up in this particular field.
Yep. Okay, but that notwithstanding, so that's not my main. Let's go back to the Nemuk Yosef, because that's really, I wanted to give an adumbration of how much ramification there is into the Achronim from Ishu Mishum Chitzev, from one Nemuk Yosef. You have the Kitzos. You have the Stipler. By the way, you also have Rav Moshe Feinstein. So you have a lot of different. You have the Avnei Nezer. So this has reverberations, and it all comes from an understanding of the Nemuk Yosef, an understanding of his answer. But first, so let's first do his question. Our question on his question, Ishu Mishum Chitzev, how do you make the leap from Nezikin to Shabbos? Or do you feel like there's any question there? I mean, you were saying you don't even think that that's really a question. Does that strike you as a problem or not? I mean, empirically, it has to strike you as a problem, because if it really were something that everybody's moda, that this is an issue, you'd imagine that you'd find it in more places than just the Nemuk Yosef. I mean, yes, the Achronim, but I'm just saying it's not something that is a Shas Sugya in Shabbos.
Trying to think of other cases in Shabbos where we borrow principles from other areas of Shabbos, where it's accepted by everybody.
But this is not a principle. That's the point.
It makes sense if we said halacha defines. It makes sense if we said, you know what, we are coming to an understanding of how Eish works. Then it has to be in Shabbos because that's how Eish works. But we, from the beginning, we said this is not mamashos, but it's mamon. Or it's not koach adam, but it's ishu mishum chitzev. The Gemara said that. It admitted that this is not how it really is, but how we treat it in Nezikin. So then how does it show up in Shabbos? Yeah, so one possible answer is that once it's introduced, once it's absorbed halachically into the system as this is how Eish has to be folded into Nezikin in this way. So once we fold it in, and we, in a sense, ideationally consider it as Isha is koach adam me'uruv bo, that's it. Now this is halachically how we consider it. It's not that we're defining what we think Eish actually does, but it's that once it's integrated halachically into any part of the system, it is absorbed, it flows to every other part of the system. That's a completely legitimate position. So if that's true, now that gets us out of the problem of how does it show up over here. So then the question is, what is the malacha? Right? So I don't think that's so hard to understand, because once you say that really we consider this koach achar me'uruv bo, we consider whatever burning happens, whatever is moving the flame, the fuel, whatever is moving that flame down that candle, whatever is doing that is my koach. If we consider that is true, if we think that's true, then there's no such thing as disconnecting on Shabbos. There's no such thing. If that's true, then we can't say that you lit it on Shabbos and then walked away. No, because that's still you.
I understand the whole problem.
No. What we said is, this is still how we consider it. In other words, we said that in the phenomenal world, the Greeks would not consider it true. This is why we had the whole Hanukkah thing. The Greeks would say, there's no such thing as Ishu Mishum Chitzuk. It is. There's no such thing as that. This is Koach Acher Me'uruv Bo. You guys are crazy. We say, no, this is Koach Adam.
You're saying we treat it real universally?
In the halachic world.
The whole problem with your question was that doesn't make sense. We shouldn't treat it that way universally. We should just treat it in public comment. Now you're saying, oh, no, but we do treat it universally.
I'm trying to show you that one of the goals of this whole of the whole endeavor here is to have the flexibility to be able to understand things different ways. So one way to look at this is to say that this is a mechanism, this is a patch. It's a mechanism for a problem that's unique to Nezikin. And so that's where it lives. And maybe that's what the Avnei Nezer and that's what the Ran would say. But the Nemuki Yosef holds that once we absorb something into the system and we say that this is how it works, we don't confine things that way. That when we absorb Eish into the system and we're saying that something that's phenomenal, like fire, we ideationally regard it as moving mikoach adam. Once we have that in one arena, we don't compartmentalize it and say it lives in that arena. We say that metastasizes as an idea to every part of halacha. Now, you could see two ways to understand that. You could see someone saying, where this is just a patch for something in Nezikin, it lives in Nezikin. You could see someone else saying, no, there's no such thing as sequestering an idea in Nezikin. If Eish is something that operates in Nezikin, and we're taking a halachic approach to the way that Eish works for Nezikin, that has to metastasize to other parts of halacha. I think I don't think it's hard to see that now there's no way to reconcile what the right way is, and that's why you have a machlokas.
No, but it's much simpler to go the first way, like you said originally.
How could the concept be promiscuous enough to make a leap from Nezikin to Shabbos? Yeah, I mean, he just jumps at the question. He takes it as a given that this is a problem. So obviously,
the answer B is that's the wrong way to look at it?
No, he doesn't seem to say that. He doesn't say that Eish doesn't belong in Shabbos. Definitely doesn't say that. He just says that you solve the problem by thinking deeply and realizing that everything happened in a moment. Now the question is, what is his answer then? All right, his question is very strong.
He has to answer the other problem, the other case. Some kitzah over there.
Yeah.
That happens in a moment.
Yes. It all happens in a moment.
For Shabbos, but has an answer.
Yeah, because
you're chayev over there then, if it happens in a moment.
Yeah, he's saying the same thing. He's saying that you're chayev, kind of like what the stipler is saying, that so he's going to say that he's going to say that the sreifa doesn't happen. All right, he's going to say that the sreifa doesn't happen until it gets to you. But I'm chayev for my maisa now. The Nemuki Yosef is going to say the same thing. Ishim Mishum Chitzav by Nezikin is no different than Shabbos. Everything happens now because Zarat Chaitz B'Shas. My maisa is now, but we wait and see what my maisa did. That's kind of what he's saying. But that doesn't make so much sense. That's what he says. We don't say it's from now to later, because if so, if you died, there's going to be a problem, because then how would you collect from the Yorshim? And you have to say that I did the whole Maisa before so that they could collect the money, right? That's his Raya. Okay, but there's a problem. The problem is, Koachach Meruvba, the whole point of this is that that is your Maisa. In other words, when the Namuk Yosef says, which I'm sure bothered you as much as it bothers me.
Well, but, Koach and Maisa are not the same thing.
Yeah, but when he says, this is his point. When he says, he makes the statement. He says, V'lochash v'inanlei, V'lochash v'inanlei Maisa demikan ula haba. He says, we don't consider it a Maisa from here and over to there. But what do you mean? That's Koachach Meruvba. Of course we do. Because that's the Maisa Adam. That's your Koach. So what do you mean we don't consider it a Maisa from here to over there? When it, then now on Shabbos, he's talking about Shabbos. We don't consider it a Maisa for the whole day. But the analogy is the same. I'm Madlik over here and it's Gadish Chaver over there. Mikan Lohava is my Maisa. Of course it is. So how does he say that we don't consider that my Maisa? We do consider it my Maisa by Gadish for sure. But on Shabbos, even though it's Ishu Mishum Chitzav and even though it's my Koach, it's not my Maisa. How you can't have it both ways. You can't say my whole Maisa happens now before Shabbos, then I'm not Chayav Nezek, because it's not my Koach. My Maisa happens now. I'm Onus. I mean, that's his very question. If you say that the whole thing isn't your Koach, if you say I do the thing now and then it just goes, then you're Onus because you wouldn't be able to take it back. Right? In other words, I just want to make sure I say that right. He's saying that if we don't consider it my whole Maisa now, then you're Onus because once you light it, anywhere it goes is not my Maisa. Right? Anywhere it goes is... If I don't say... He's saying if I don't say right now my Maisa is over, I have no control over the Maisa, he's saying. And since I have no control over it, then I'm honest. That's what he's saying.
No idea of a fire having control or not control. It's an inanimate object.
But it's not... But there's no way you can get it back. In other words, when I shoot an arrow, once the arrow's in the air, my Maisa is definitely over there. Right? My Maisa is completely done there. Because my koach happened now. It was put into the arrow. I'm not exerting any koach on it, right? And there's nothing I could do afterwards to take it back. So he's saying, you can't say the Maisa continues, because if it continues, then you're honest, because it's a Maisa that you have no control over. Whatever happens to it, you have no control. Yeah, but that's the whole idea of koach. That's the whole idea of koach ha-meruvba. We say, yes, of course you have no control, but we consider it as if it's your Maisa. So his answer begs the whole question. The whole point of Koach HaKarmuvba is that this is your Koach. So then you can't say, yeah, but if you say that, then you're honest. What do you mean you're honest? That's the whole Chiddush. All right? So then what's the Namuk Yosef saying? How does he construct this without completely undoing Ishu Mishum Chitzav by Nezikin? Ishu Mishum Chitzav by Nezikin is, this is my Koach that carries through and burns your face. From here till tomorrow, even if you're down the street. But on Shabbos, it stops right now. How do you do that? And it's the same principle. He's not saying Ishu Mishum Chitzav is different Erev Shabbos than Nezikin. Same. He's just saying it's not a problem on Shabbos because the Maisa ends now. And it's fine by Nezikin because Koach HaMeruvba will carry it to your field.
It's also Koach HaMeruvba for Shabbos?
Yes. Yes, of course, yeah. Because Rav Chaim holds that the koach acher that's meruvbo is koach adam mamish. Somehow he conjures that really this is considered your koach. So if it's considered your koach, it's not just a late effect of your maisa. It's actually you, because otherwise you wouldn't be chayav for hachovel, because chovel has to be maisa. It has to be a maisa. It has to be a maisa of a person.
But isn't there a distinction? I don't know if this makes a difference, but there's a definitive hadlaka when you're lighting on Shabbos, and it's limited to that hadlaka, as opposed to just like lighting a fire that just like kind of...
Yeah, but here they're saying that this is burning through a candle. I mean, what he's talking about is the fact that you're burning through something.
Right.
You know what I mean? That you think of a candle as just burning and being fixed. The reality is it's going through fuel. So that process, the koach that moves it through whatever that is yours.
All I'm saying is it's a controlled...
Why should that matter, though?
Because I'm thinking that, you know, in another case of Ezekiel,
yeah,
there maybe we look at it a little bit differently. I don't think he's saying it, but when it's uncontrolled, then we're saying that your mice is amorphous and it's...
Okay.
...any longer than possibly by vacuum, and it's controlled. You can make it a definitive mice pre the...
All right, but it seems to be he's trying to say that this isn't a distinction between Nezikin and Shabbos. They're sort of the same. It's just Shabbos, there's a different element to Shabbos that makes this important.
Different element to Shabbos.
Huh? A Okay, so I was thinking the following. I was thinking that one way to understand this is that what the Namuk Yosef is getting at is really what he's trying to do is he's trying, the whole idea of thinking deeply into the case, the whole comment of thinking deeply and coming up with the answer has to do with his perspective on what's actually happening when we say Ishu Mishum Chitzev, when we think deeply into the allegory, he's saying, when you think deeply into the allegory, what is really happening? So I think what he's saying is that Ishu Mishum Chitzev, there are two components to Ishu Mishum Chitzev, which you don't really think about unless you think a lot about Newton. If you think a lot about Newton, and you think about Hume's attack on Newton, and you think about Kant's defense of Newton, you'll think of the following. That the arrow that's shot, it's a perfect allegory, really, because the arrow that's shot is moving in two different dimensions. Well, more than two different dimensions, but two different dimensions besides the three dimensions. Another dimension besides the three dimensions of space. It's moving in space and it's moving in time, right? So the point is that we experience the empirical manifold spatio-temporally. Everything we experience in space and time. Everything. So every action is experienced in space and time. What the Namuk Yosef is pointing out is something interesting. What he's pointing out, the reason he's asking the question is to make an observation. I don't think that this is to concretize the notion that Ishu Mishum Chitzev has ramifications into Shabbos. It doesn't. And the reason is exactly as he says. Because Ishu Mishum Chitzev is purely a matter of a spatial relationship between something that happens here and something that happens there. So that what happens in between is considered my koach. My koach is what happens in between to bridge the gap of non-locality. So that if I light a fire here, what happens over there, I'm chayav for. But it does not mean that we incorporate Ishu Mishum Chitzev. It does not mean that we incorporate a new phenomenal understanding of time so that we say that Ishu Mishum Chitzev happens in time. We don't say that this is something, we don't say that in addition to there being non-locality in space, that this is my koach by Legabe Ruach Noshevis. We don't also say that in time I'm doing the Maisa. In space I'm doing the Maisa. So I'm doing the Maisa in space in that when I light here and it burns there, I'm chayav for that. But in time, there is no penetration of time by Ishu Mishum Chitzev. It's one dimensional. It's spatial. It's a way of resolving a problem of non-locality and saying, I'm chayav for what happens over there. But we don't have to, because it's a halachic construct. We're allowed to introduce space without introducing time. It's true in the world of experience, everything is spatial-temporal. But we're folding Eish into the halachic system in a non-phenomenal way. So we're allowed to say that this is purely a spatial relationship. The new understanding of Eish, Ishu Mishum Chitzev, is purely a matter of spatial relationships. It's not a matter of time. In time, we take the phenomenal world. Your Maisa happened right now. That's it. You have no Maisa in time other than what you do now. You do have a Maisa in space. And the Maisa in space makes you chayav for Nezikin. Because Nezikin is a spatial problem. Shabbos is a temporal problem. And because there is no... this doesn't penetrate the dimension of time, this never goes into Shabbos. There's no Mikan Ulahaba in Shabbos because this is only part of the empirical manifold that is spatial. He's asking a question. Let's say you light a whole city on fire. What time did you light it if it happens the next day?
Right.
Oh, and you want me to say, oh, it happened the next day, and they go, oh, but you said it doesn't penetrate in time. So the truth is, this is really funny. There is a question on when we should set... So there is a question on the Namuk Yosef. The Namuk Yosef has an inyan on Tisha B'Av, on the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, on when the Sreifa really happened. And this, you can, I'll give you the sources if you want.
Oh, yeah,
because the truth is, we're not really, well, maybe we'll save it for next time. That question, I think that's a riot to me, that really, they're according to this understanding of the Namuk Yosef, it could be by Ishu Mishum Chitzev, it could change your perspective on when we say things happen like Sreifa. Yes. Yes, and if you're using Ishu Mishum Chitzav, this is if you're using that principle. If you're using that Ishu Mishum Chitzav, that principle, nothing extends. It only relates. It does not extend. It only relates. It relates in distance, but not in time. Okay, nothing extends in time. That's a dimension it didn't have to accommodate.
So how can you be chayav for things that happen in later time if you're...
You're only chayav for what happened now. And if the later time is not something you'd be chayav for, you wouldn't be chayav, like Shabbos. It's a perfect example. That's one way, to me, that's one way out of the Nemuk Yosef. And what that gets you out of is all of the problems. It gets you out of the Shabbos problem. It also gets you out of the Tosos problem. Because Tosos wasn't... It has nothing to do with a temporal relationship. You don't have to say that this is Basar Ikara Azlinin, that this is Keshavar. You don't have to say any of that. Because Ishu Mishum Chitzav has nothing to do with that. Ishu Mishum Chitzav is a spatial relationship, not a temporal relationship.